The spending plan, approved by the Joint Finance Committee, includes $1.3 million to fund 38 new prison health care workers and more than $4 million to expand drug treatment and job training programs for released offenders. Senator Lena Taylor says the health care provisions came only after the state was sued for not providing necessary treatment for female prisoners at Tichita, and it leaves out the needed funding for administrative oversight for all prison health care programs in the state.
We're doing what we're doing in Tichita because we got bit in the butt. I'm hoping that we understand that not doing the right administrative piece, we put ourselves in a position to be bit in the butt again.
Corrections Secretary Matt Frank says he agrees there's more to do to meet the state's responsibility for providing health care to inmates. But he says he's confident that the improvements included in this budget are enough to prevent further lawsuits.
It doesn't make sense to be fighting this out in court and having the lawyers all make money on the lawsuits when in fact we could just be fixing the problem and addressing it. If we make the right decisions, the right investments, we can save money in the long run.
Critics of the state's prison health program say the funding that passed this year is only a modest first step in addressing the real needs. The Joint Finance Committee voted down a proposal to expand a program to help mentally ill inmates adjust to society after they're released. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.